Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 6, Deceived. Ephesians 5:6, WEB, Let no one deceive you with empty words. End of verse. In Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life, a previous book by the same author, these are some of the topics discussed. Bullet point, the existence of absolute truth. Bullet point, some things are true and some things are false. Bullet point, some truths are gray rather than black and white. Bullet point, good or bad, right or wrong, righteous or unrighteous. Bullet point, we are all members of various groups. Bullet point, different people and groups follow different paths, resulting in different destinies. End of bullet points. It may be helpful to review that book if you haven't read it recently. Free ebook versions should be available online. Deception was also discussed some in Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life. This is how deception was introduced in Chapter 21. We looked at the concept of true or false. We saw that some things are true and some things are false. It follows that it is possible for each of us to believe something to be true, which is actually false, or to believe something to be false, which is actually true. It is common to say that a person who has such wrong beliefs is deceived regarding those beliefs. Based on this, I propose a simple definition for the word deceived. Deceived, a state of believing something to be true which is actually false, or believing something to be false which is actually true. It should be clear that all of us have been deceived at times about some things. Perhaps we preferred to say we were mistaken, but it probably fits the above definition of being deceived. For most of us, the older we get, the more things we are aware of that we have been deceived about. Those who think they have never been deceived about anything are perhaps the most deceived of all. We should note that being deceived is different than being neutral or ignorant about something. If I don't have a settled opinion or belief about something, I cannot be deceived about it. I am either just neutral regarding it, or perhaps I am just ignorant about it, or some of both. I can only be deceived about things I claim to know truth about. If I don't claim to know the truth about something, either openly or secretly, then I cannot be deceived about it. I think the same is true for you. Now it seems obvious that being deceived about something is generally not good. With few exceptions, I can't think of any, it is generally bad to be deceived about anything. Being deceived generally leads to doing things that are harmful rather than helpful. So I hope you already make it your goal to not be deceived. Assuming that is the case, it raises an important issue. How can we avoid being deceived? A primary theme of this present book is that very question, how can we avoid being deceived? If you want a short answer, see Chapter 21 of the previous book. Otherwise, please stay with me and explore deception in more detail. For further reflection, consider some ways you have seen deception play out in other people's lives. What were some of the consequences of being deceived?